Okay, with the end of, we skipped a part, a good part of Basil Gan Tavshim Chav Gimel, but we're all the way closer to the end. What we're learning yesterday is there's a pari which symbolizes lower than Shol Shkibs HaTemeis. So you have the level of pari in business and by Yeshiv Oil, and he says, pari in business is somebody who thinks, Keichi Veitzim Yodi, it's my brains, it's my ability, my things, what makes the business. And he says, contrary to that is, Parnasa comes totally from Hashem. A person only has to make a keli. Eneid Muvadi, yeah. I'll tell you some people say it, most people think it. Some people are smart enough not to say it, but some people say it. Or at least they give the impression in action, in attitude, that that's what it is. Anyway, then he says there's a party in the concept of Yeshiva of Limudat Torah. In other words, when a person learns Torah, but he doesn't keep in mind it's Hashem's Torah. And therefore, like we said yesterday, he says, okay, Rambam says this, but I say this. You know, all that type of stuff. That has to be eradicated. Okay, so... Okay, we're going to start on page Chaf Aleph in the booklet, four lines in the end of the page. Hainu, he's speaking about the party in Yeshiva Yom. Hainu, Shebetchila Munech Hatzla Ben Munech Pshuta. Initially, it's a given by him with the simple Amunah. Sheyash Nesin HaTeira VaTeira Teira Savaya. That Hashem gave the Teira, Teira Taka Hashem's Teira. But then he starts Maschel inside of a Seichel. Then he starts mixing in his own Seichel. Maybe this, maybe that. And what happens afterwards is, once you mix in your seichel telukus, it only becomes your seichel. It's not a lukus anymore. And then you're headed for trouble. Then, because of his seichel, mishtamish b'teira gufa. He'll use teira itself, to teach a teaching which is hepech ratzonat neisin ha-teira, which is contrary to teira. Instead, the worst thing, in other words, what's the pari klipa of Torah? Is mixing your own seichel in. Once you mix your own seichel in, yeah, it's Torah's Hashem, but I also have an understanding, and what I understand makes sense, what I don't understand doesn't make sense, and then he utilizes his seichel to teach things which are hepach ha-Torah. Okay, so top of the pages we're up to now. Inyan bezeh, the inyan is k'mishu mevor baruch b'kunta zitzchayim l'chakad mor Rebbe Rashab. Says like this, Teir shebal peh nimshal l'te'eno. Teir shebal peh, oral teira, is likened to a fig. And te'eno is an eitz hadas, is the fruit of the eitz hadas. Like it says, the opinion of Rashbi and Meira, Medrash Rabbi and Rav Nachman, the Gemara, there's a whole argument we learned already. What was the chet eitz hadas? What was the fruit of the eitz hadas? So one person says it was a chita, a wheat. One other person says it was an esrig. Another person says it was te'eno. That's what Rashbi holds. A fig. Another opinion says, according to Zayat, it was actually a gefen. It was actually a vine. Okay, but he says, Teresh Baal Peh, the Rebbe Rashab brings down over there with sources that the Teira Shabab, oral Teira, is the level of a fig. It's a wonder. Basically, you're saying Teira Shabab Peh is a fig, and the fig was Eitz Hadas, so you're basically saying Teira Shabab Peh is Eitz Hadas Tevera. How can you have Eitz Hadas Tevera in Teira Shabab Peh? The Teresh Shabal, really, it says in Raya Mehemna, which is part of Zayat. Teresh Shabal Peh is Ilana de Tevera, is the tree of good and bad. So, Lachayra, how is it possible to say that Teresh Shabal Peh is Eitz Hadas Tevera? Amdom, he says, Eina Kavana la Teira Atzma. It doesn't mean Teira itself. She has a shal machinus Ilana de Tevera. Definitely, you can say that it's the tree of Tevera. To say Tevera itself is Tevera can't be. It's only good. Ella, what does it mean? So what does it mean when Teir Shabal Peh is the level of Eitz Hadas Tevera? He said, Misabi said, Islab, Shishalab, Dvarim Gashmi. because Teira Shebal Peh deals primarily with physical objects, which animals are kosher, agriculture, damages, everything physical. Haino Mishim Islabesh is Bilavushim the Teva Ramamish. Teira Shebal Peh deals with physical objects that are Klipas Nega, which is Teva Ram. And because of that, when a person learns Teira Shebal Peh, he's able to forget. In other words, like this, you're more prone to forget Hanashem, mixing your seichel in with Teira Shebal Peh than with Teira Shebiksav. Teira Shebiksav, there's no seichel. It's Teira Shebiksav. Like we learned, you could read Tillim, you don't even know what one word means. Nevertheless, you still get a mitzvah of learning Teda, because Teda Shebiksav, you don't have to understand. Teda Shebal Peh, if you don't understand it, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah of learning Teda. So because Seichel comes into it, and he's explaining, because Teda Shebal Peh lowers itself into Dvarim Gashmi, into physical things, when a person mixes his Seichel into it to understand it, sometimes he can forget that it's a lukus, because it's his seichel dealing with physical objects of klipas nega, or for that matter, Teira Shebal Peh deals with shosh kibitz ha-tmeis. This guy lies, that's treif, or whatever. Shosh kibitz ha-tmeis also. Hainu mitzad, zeshe teira nislap shebinyonim gashmi. Because teira dresses itself into physical things. And therefore, ubishvil levad and ulalabin, fernander kleiden, says in Yiddish. In order to choose, in other words, to select what's yes and what's no, what's allowed, what's not allowed, and all that. Sorch lishtamish b'seichel gashmi. You have to use your seichel. In other words, in order to make even a halachic decision, yeah, you have to use your seichel. Because you have to know how Torah applies. In other words, if somebody has to make, let's say, a halachic decision, yeah? So you have to know the facts of the physical object, and then you need to know how, which part of Torah applies to this. Is it yes or is it no? So you have to, for that, you must use your seichel. If you don't use your seichel, you're not going to be able to figure out. We learned this many times, say, in technology, yeah? Or medical issues today. The Torah doesn't talk about all these smartphones and dumb phones and this and that. The Torah doesn't talk about it. So you have to know, understand the way it works, and then understand the rules of Torah. And that's why you have arguments, even in contemporary halacha, if something is allowed or not. What's the question? Which rule in Torah applies to this particular thing? Which rule in Torah? So then you need to use your seichel. Once you mix your seichel into it, and you get carried away with your seichel, then you can forget what is Hashem's Torah, and you can do what you want instead of what Hashem wants. What? If you don't get it? No seichel? No seichel is good, then you can't mix your seichel into it. But the problem is, it's usually the people that don't have seichel think they have it. The people that have seichel, no, they don't. People that don't have seichel think they have seichel. That's the problem. So he says, I'm not, by the way, it's not a joke. We have to use your physical seichel. And you have to put your seichel into gashmistic things. Therefore, then what can happen is the intellect overcomes the godliness of it. Its strengthens itself. V'yaylim v'yastir, and it conceals and covers alo alokusha b'zeh, and the godliness to the extent sheyishkach alokusha b'zeh, he forgets godliness completely. It's similar to what the Rambam explains at the beginning of Hilchos Aveidah Zarah. The Rambam says a very simple, he alludes to a very simple question. How in the world did Aveidah Zarah begin in the world? They saw godliness. Hashem spoke to Adam. Where did it had to begin from somewhere. So the Rambam says, in the beginning of Hilchos Aveidah Zarah, what happened is, People believed in Hashem. But they said, listen, the sun gives light, warmth, makes things grow. We should also thank it. Of course Hashem is. We should thank the sun. As time went on, the sun is tangible. Hashem isn't. So as time went on, they started worshipping it more and more and more, and more until they, like you're saying, until they forgot about Hashem completely. The same thing the Gemara says in Shabbos, there was one of the Yudchas Dover, one of the 18 Zeres Bishami made, was that if you go into Mayim Sheuvim, you become Tamei. Why? What's wrong with plain water? Because people used to go to the mikveh, and it was very dirty water. It was not like today, filtered, clean mikveh. It was, they called it a grease pit, they used to call it. It was dirty. So what did people do after going to the mikveh? They took a shower to clean themselves off. So after a while, people started saying, it's not the mikveh that cleans you, that purifies. It's the shower. So they stopped using mikveh. The Chum said, you know what? You go into water, you get tummy. The same thing. One thing leads to the next. It's interesting. The Rebbe is always very, very particular about that. It's not what you do now, but what it leads to. A person uses the seichel. In Torah Shebaal Peh, you have to use your seichel. You have to choose, understand what's this and what's that. What happens, though, is when you eventually use your seichel, you forget about the neisen ha-Torah. It's only your seichel.
There's a boundary to it.
Yeah, but the people don't use that. V'oz nasa etza itzala adam aleimet heipach ha-teif. And then it becomes, by the person, the opposite of good. Like he says, what the Gemara says, zacha, if you marry it, it becomes samachayim. Loi zacha, you don't merit. Haino shachos et etzli inyin aschus vabihidus. Here the Rebbe explains it very interesting. Simply zacha means you merit. It's the medicine of life. You don't merit. The Rebbe says zacha comes from the word zaka, clean, pure. Zakus ubihidus. Zakus means pure. Loi zacha. If Torah is not pure by you, meaning you mix your seichel into it, then become samamavis. It's not only a question of merit and not merit. This is a much deeper definition. It's your avaida. If your Torah is zacha, it's pure, that means you realize it's a nesen ha-Torah. It's there's no seichel of yours mixed in, then you become samachayim. Lai zacha, your Torah is not clear. It's not pure because you mix your stupid seichel into it. So then it becomes samamavis. Nasalei, one second. The samachayim, v'chol zeh aderech hanal b'nigel pari. Same thing what happened with pari. Pari, he said before, was kfui toiva. Pari didn't appreciate what Hashem did. The whole brach of the Nile coming up when Pari came to the Nile to irrigate the land of Canaan. I mean, the Mizraim was from the brach of Yaakov Avinu, who came from Kedusha, and he died. It's mine, I made it. What? Hello?
So you see many people.
No, I'm not. He's not talking about learning Torah Sholei Lishma. He's turning. Sholei Lishma means. For Parnassa to become respected, to become. Here he's talking about mixing your own seichel into Torah in a way that you forget godliness of Torah. That's not Lei Lishma. Lei Lishma is a different thing. You could be learning Torah properly. It's Hashem's Torah. But you're doing it for ego. You're doing it to show somebody off, whatever. It's two separate things. Here we're talking about a person learns Torah with his seichel. To the extent the seichel disguises, conceals, and throws out the kedusha of neisen ha-Torah, that is Hashem's.
In some ways, that's worse than Shulei Lishma.
It's worse. Of course, it's worse. Shulei Lishma, Bal Lishma. Shulei Lishma eventually comes Lishma. And now the Rebbe says in Hilchos Talmud Torah and in Tanya, Midrash Shulei Lishma, Bal Lishma. He said, Bein begilgul zeh, bein begilgul acher. It doesn't have to be this time around. Next time the neshama comes around, you learn it once lishma, so you elevate all the things. This is much worse. This is a way that you megal upon him by Torah shleika halacha. You reveal aspects in Torah against halacha. That's the worst. Zayin by Maimer.
Huh?
They don't categorize Jews.
No, I don't mean categorizing, but when he went away from the whole...
Yeah, but that doesn't mean... A lot of times it's your seichel that did it.
That's what I'm saying. He went away specifically. He knew what he was doing. He had the background.
The attitude is, I understand better than Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
That is the poison that kills Taylor. Messiah Basif, what? Messiah Basif, and he finishes the Fisha or Babari Bitzimtzum. When he's speaking about Mata Mata Ring Tachlis, right? That the Or comes Ribitzimtzum Alamis Bahastadim Beyasid. That the Or Ring Tzof comes into Mata Mata and a lot of concealments to the extent it becomes Teva, nature. Now, what's nature? Melosh and Tuba B'Yamsuf, we have in this parsha, Be'enaz Yosh, Tuba B'Yamsuf, sunken in the sea. What does it mean, Teva? Sunken. She'od humut b'behester v'helim b'yaseh. That the Od of Teda becomes so buried, not only Teda, of Elokus, Elokim, plural, Elokim in Losh and Rabbim, pluralism. It's the only name of Hashem that's plural. It's the only name of Hashem which is plural. Because Elohim, which is tzimtzum and concealment, and Hateva, that's where pluralism can exist. Diversity. Not Einaid Mulvadi. Einaid Mulvadi, like you said. Shaba Meri B'Yishtal Shuz Da'od. Shemishtal Shemi Madre Gala Madre. It's a good thing, by the way. Huh? Einaid Mulvadi. You know, it's interesting. We're almost done with the Maimer, but it sounds funny, but Eneid Mulvadi doesn't mean in a coarse level. If I come before you, it's Eneid Mulvadi. Think about it. Eneid Mulvadi means I come before you. Because you and me are equal, why do I come before you? The Gemara has an expression, Machotid Damach Sumak Tvei. You know, the three Averis you have to give up your life for. Idolatry, adultery, and murder. Yeah? Idolatry, the Gemara learns out from a pasuk. How do you know murder? That you have to give up your life? The Gemara says it's not a pasuk, it's logic. Who says your blood is redder than his? You know, you're a person, I'm a person. Yeah? So if I'm going to, God forbid, kill you, if I'm told to, somebody holds a gun to my head and says, kill him, or else I'll kill you. So my blood and his blood are the same blood. Right? Now, why should I do an action of murder? Let this guy do an action of murder. Why am I going to do an action of murder? So the Gemara learns it out from a logic. Well, who says your blood is redder than his? Meaning, me and you are the same. If I come before you, that's Eneid Mulvadi. To a certain extent, a refined way, but in that's a different story. Then Chayecha Kaidman. But you're not doing an action against the person. He says, Vazem Mamshu B'Sif Sha'achrizem. Even the lowest levels. Mata mata adin tachlis. So like he explained before in both Maimonim, what is mata mata adin tachlis? The Or Ein Sof, which is maila maila adin gai and ketz. The infinite level of Elohim. And the Rebbe says in the Maimon many times, not only the hispashtus, not only is it in mata mata, but it's revealed mata mata. It's begili mata mata. Because of that Or, no Jew will be finally pushed away. And this Disa Ephraim, the Friedrich Rebbe explains the concept Mata Mata Adin Tachlis. Later on in the Maimer, you know, after Yud Gimel, Yudal Tzav, whatever. He explained the level of Ein Sof Lamaila Maila and Kat Taket Ashemachin Azunim Shechaetz the Shemivzazvin. Remember, we learned the whole time. When it comes to the battle, the king throws out the treasures. So what is that in Ruchnius? The Eibishter reveals the hidden treasures of Elokus that are normally hidden. So what does it mean in this language? That when it comes to fight a battle, Hashem is Megala, the Od, Ein Sof, Lemay, Lemay, Laden Ketz. That level, the Neis, Neisim, Letzivis, Hashem. You give them to the soldiers, Leirak, Shep, Kidei Achoyel. Not only the generals, Elokol, Anshi, Achayel. All this, the foot soldiers get it. What? Who wins the war? Actually, the soldiers. To make Kadesh, right? And atishitim aimdim daika. Aimdim, it's later, but the Rebbe explains in Basi Lagani, in the earlier chapters even, it says about the crush of atishitim aimdim. Okay, the boards were upright. Now, what is aimdim? Amud. Now, what does the column do? This column connects top and bottom. So what did the Kroshim do, Eindim? They connected Elokus with world. Okay, leave it here.